In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the story of the man giving the supper should sound familiar to us. We have all been there. We all had the experience at one time or another. We are invited to a party, and at first, it seems like a wonderful idea. We are filled with expectation. Good food, good drink, pleasant atmosphere, good conversation, and so on. But when the time for the party approaches, perhaps our priorities change. We've had a hard day at work. We need to get up early tomorrow, need to get to sleep early tonight, and on and on. So we begin to make excuses. Most of us, at one time or another, have also been in the other position. We gave a party and invited people to it, spent time, energy, and money to get everything just right, just perfect. And then we were horrified as the phone began to ring and the excuses to pour in. It can be an awkward situation from either point of view. But this is a Sunday after Corpus Christi, the feast of the Blessed Sacrament. In this morning's Gospel, Jesus is not concerned so much with the social graces. The point of his story is not to shame us into keeping our social appointments. Rather, he is gently reminding that we who call ourselves Catholics have accepted his invitation, and that we don't always do a very good job of keeping our appointments with him. Much more important than any party, dinner, and other social, the appointments we have with the Lord are our opportunities to grow in love of him and to increase his graces in our soul. At the very least, we have been invited to join him by keeping his commandments. When we don't, when our souls are in a state of serious sin, it's very much like showing up for a party in dirty clothes. We dishonor the host by our condition. We have been invited to join Jesus informally each day in our prayers. We have been invited to spend a few minutes with him, two or three times each day. We have been invited to join him for his more formal occasions, when he renews the sacrifice of the cross at Mass. We have been to visit him in his home and to spend some time in conversation with him in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. He has given us tokens of his love to carry home with us after his party. The rosary, the scapular, the miraculous medal, just to name a few. We have been invited to all these things. And how do we respond? Well, we can only answer that for ourselves. Do we keep the commandments? Do we pray with regularity? Do we pray with fervor? Is our prayer true conversation with God or mere rote recitation? Do we attend Mass because we love God? When was the last time we visited our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament? How good are we about making use of His sacraments and sacramentals? If our answers to these questions are the wrong ones, then we should sit back and ask ourselves why we are so reluctant to associate with God and with holy things. In most cases, the reason is simply lack of familiarity. Many people have never taken the time to get to know God in the first place. So it is not surprising that they have no basis for a continuing relationship. Material things become routine when we do them over and over. We may become positively disgusted with ourselves if we go through too many parties, eating and drinking too much. But things of the Spirit become more and more refined in their pleasure as we repeatedly take pleasure in them. We have been invited to the supper of the Lamb. The fact that we have been baptized, and for most of us confirmed, is an indication that we have accepted the invitation. So, please, let us not leave Jesus waiting in an empty hall. Let us join Him frequently in prayer, at Mass, in personal visits, in making use of His sacraments and sacramentals. Don't pass up the greatest treasures ever known. Learn to love Him more and more by becoming His close friend and confidant. Don't be like those who were called to the supper, who made excuses and are now left without even a taste of divine life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.